please welcome Henry Chalfus.
All right. When I was in high school, back in my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland, I only had one friend. His name was George Bruder. We lived in the same settlement, a place called Lock Raven Village. Was a settlement of apartment buildings and row houses, red brick. George was on one end and I was on the other side. We rode the same school bus back and forth to school every day. When I was in the ninth grade, it was an afternoon after school. There was a knock on our door. I went to open it, and there stood this young fella, my age, who I didn't know. He was a stranger to me. It was George. He told me that he told me that he was new to the area and that he was looking for a friend. Well, I didn't have any friends, so I invited him in and showed him the room that I shared with my brother, Rex, and I showed him my model airplane collection and my stamp and coin collection and my comic book collection and anything else that I thought might be of semi-interest to him. And that was the start of our friendship. Now, it's funny that George and I would become friends because we really didn't have anything in common other than the fact that we were both skinny kids. George turned out that George was a top student. I mean, he was a serious student. And I think if we took a poll of all my classmates, and there were about 400 of them, 1,600 altogether in the school, then I think most of them would agree that George was the best student that we had in our class, scholastically. He was also on the student court all 4 years, chief judge his last year, also involved in other activities that had to do with the school. As for me, I was pretty much an ordinary student, C average, didn't like to study. So we were opposites in that respect. There was one other quality that I should mention about George. George had maturity, while I still had a lot to learn in that area, as we'll soon find out. Okay, we're gonna fast forward now about 2 years to the early part of our junior year. It was in the fall, and we were shooting baskets out behind Lock Raven Elementary School, and they had a large outdoor court there with four backboards on each side and plenty of room and a large sports field beyond that. My basketball took a bad bounce and went over to the other side of the court, where a young fellow by the name of Dennis Antonius, a big Greek kid, was hanging out there with his girlfriend. Dennis fielded the ball, but instead of throwing it back to me, he turned and drop-kicked it into the field, the big sports field. And the ball rolled about 100 yards before it finally stopped. Okay, I didn't like that. It wasn't very nice, but I should have just shrugged it off, gone after the ball, and waved to Dennis as I went by and thanking him, thanks, Dennis, and let it go. But that's not what I did. Instead, I did one of the dumbest things of my entire life. I called him a name, and it wasn't just a bad name. It was the dirtiest name that I could think of. And everybody around heard it. And it made Dennis mad. And Dennis was one guy, You did not want to make mad. I had woken up a sleeping tiger. And now he was coming my way. Now, Dennis was a big kid. He outweighed me by 60 or maybe 70 pounds, maybe more. I was just skin and bones, as you can see from this picture that I'm passing around. So here's this big guy coming at me. He's charging my way. He's not only outweighs me, he's all muscle. I mean, there's not an ounce of fat on him. And he was actually the toughest guy in the school besides. I don't think anybody wanted to tangle with Dennis Antonius. So here I made this huge mistake, and now he was coming at me like a moving van was bearing down on me. And there was a short, now he comes up to me, there's a very short face-off. And then I proceeded to do the next dumbest thing that I ever did in my entire life. Instead of apologizing and telling him how sorry I was and that he could kick my basketball away any old time he felt like it. Instead of doing that, I did this very stupid thing. I took a half-hearted swing at him. It was little more than a slap, and it didn't land. And even if it had landed, it wouldn't have done any damage. The next thing I knew, I was flat on my back, staring up at the sky, with Dennis sitting on top of me, his hand in a fist, cocked behind his ear, about to send me to the promised land. It was at this moment that my friend George stepped into the picture. He grabbed Dennis by the arm and called out in a loud voice, "Stop that!" Then he called it out again, only a little bit louder. "Stop that!" The first one was for effect. The second one had a lot of authority in it. It was not just an order, it was a command. And it made Dennis stop and pause just for a moment and reconsider what he was about to do and the consequences. Then he started to relax. And then an amazing thing happened. He got up. And he stood there for a moment, sizing things up. And he had made his point. He had taken care of business. He didn't really have to follow through. So at that point, he turned and without a word, walked away. And I was saved. I got up. Now, wait a minute. We're not done yet. We're not done yet. I got up, I picked myself up. I took the long walk, the 100 yards, retrieve my ball, and called it a day. It was the shortest fight of the century. And I was lucky to be alive. Now, George did not have to do what he did that day, even nobody was pushing him. He just did it without any hesitation because there wasn't any time to hesitate. Things happened very quickly. He saw that his friend was in trouble. He needed help. And he wasn't going to stand by and watch his friend get hammered into the pavement and then have to go in and pick up the pieces afterwards. So he took action. He took charge of the situation. And it was a risk that he took. It was risky because Dennis, after he disposed of me, could have turned his attention to George and done the same thing to George that he had done to me. So it was, I don't know what you would call it, I guess it was like a challenge. And George accepted the challenge and it worked. Let's see. How am I going to wind this up?
Well, it's 9 o'clock, so we kind of have to wind up.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm almost done. All right. Well, the thing is, George proved himself that day. He proved he had courage, that he was willing to take the chance. And, now I lost it again. Huh. Well,
where's George now?
Well, to wrap it up, George's last name was Bruder. Now, Bruder is a German name, and in English, it means brother. George was not only the best friend I ever had, he was like a brother. And well, all I can say is thanks, George. I'll see you later.